This podcast is brought to you by My Own Emotional Workouts for Your Well-Being Training Program. If you have no idea what that is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program. But instead of doing 100 squats, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Think workouts, but for your well-being, backed by thousands of years worth of philosophy. When I was starting out in life, I would have benefited so much by having someone like Rumi or Plato or Aristotle to just be there by my side and coach me so I could design a life that was meant for me. Unfortunately, that's not available. Emotional workouts are the closest thing to just that. As you navigate through your life, emotional workouts remove all that stuff that gets in the way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. You can check it out at emotionalworkouts.com. Again, it's emotionalworkouts.com. Okay, on to the show. Master Your Emotional Life, Part 2. I got so inspired by the response I got to Master Your Emotional Life, Part 1, that I decided I thought I'd bring some more of this out because there was thousands and thousands of downloads. And I definitely want to do and talk about the things that people seem to respond deeply to. So if you've tried it, if you checked it out, you'll know that we talked about this idea of toggling and how Pema Chodron, the person who I follow, who talks about that subject, brings this one technique out from ancient concepts to everyday life where you breathe in the difficulties that you're having and you breathe out all of the compassion that you can possibly consider towards other. It goes absolutely against the grain of who we are, our ego, everything we want to do. We want to breathe out all the negativity in our life, breathe out all the negative emotions, and we want to breathe in all the goodness, right? And so this idea of flipping this pain-pleasure concept where you breathe in the thing that you perceive to be painful and you breathe out the thing that you perceive to be pleasurable is how you will really master your emotional life. So we talked about that. If you didn't check it out, go check it out. I don't want to go through it again. I want to just take it to the next level. So Pema talks about how, you know, ignoring our emotions never work, right? That's something that I talk about all the time, but that's what we were taught to do. We were taught suck it up, move on, push forward, you know, get over it. So what happens is we get angry, we get angrier, we get more angry, and then eventually just act out, right? We have a big outburst of anger. We say something regrettable, and we feel kind of good for a minute there, if we're being honest. I mean, the truth is, it was like boiling up inside of you, and it had to get out. But eventually, you feel bad about yourself. Your self-worth starts to go down. You're harming other people. And the anger that you're experiencing, it slowly starts to consume you. Right? So the goal is, how can we live with our emotional states and master them and not let them take over our lives? So we talked about Pema's idea of toggling, how to bring that in, breathe in the darkness and breathe out all the compassion. And I want to offer the next step. So you hopefully practice creating some space in a moment of really difficulty or just doing it, you know, without having a difficult moment and breathing in all the difficult darkness, the heaviness, all the negativity in your life, and then exhaling all the positive things you can possibly think out, compassion, love, good stuff. So the next step is actually to imagine an object or a person that is bringing you deep pain right now. Maybe it's your financial situation is causing an amazing amount of stress. Maybe it's a family member. They have an incredible ability to, you know, upset everything about your day or week, whatever's going on. Maybe something happened at work. Whatever it is, you'll know what it is instantaneously. What is really upsetting you right now? Who is upsetting you right now? And you want to make that object the thing that you focus on. You want to breathe in and all the negativity and all the anger and all the hatred and all the resentments and everything that is upsetting to you and breathe out compassion towards that person. Now, I know you're sitting there thinking, the last thing I want to do is send compassion to that person that's caused you difficulty. But if you seriously want to take your life to the next level, change the amount that you're suffering, get rid of the rage that you're experiencing it, in your life, then you'll try this exercise. You breathe in the anger. So Pema says you breathe the anger in, and over time you remove the object and you stop thinking about him. This is a direct quote. In fact, he, whichever family member it was just a useful catalyst. Now you own the anger completely. You drive all the blames into yourself. It takes a lot of bravery, and it's extremely insulting to the ego. So imagine breathing in all the anger about your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, the coworker, the boss, whoever it is. And then over time, just focus on breathing the actual anger itself. You're just using that person to really experience the full embodiment of the feeling of anger. And then you want to just learn how to breathe that in and exhale it out. So Pema goes on to say, there may be different objects, but the object isn't the point. The point is the rage itself. You breathe it in from all of them, so you no longer have to have it. It doesn't make your own rage any greater. It is just rage, just a fixation on rage, which causes so much suffering. So skeptical, sounds crazy, I know, but give it a try. I promise you, try breathing this in. I've done it a bunch of times. It's something I'm practicing all the time lately. It's made a huge difference in my life. I know it'll make a great difference in your life. If you want a question answered, something going on with you, go over to my website, pop in a note, emotionalobesity.com/podcast. I'm happy to answer whatever question's going on. And thanks so much for listening.